Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Hello, I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
Welcome to our Heart Aligned Leadership Series. This week's show is about releasing the pattern of force. We look at this old school management philosophy of how to get things done on your team. It's an abrasive, intense, and demanding way of treating people. In many ways, it can also be abusive. While we say it's old school, this pattern of never letting up and always pushing your team is still noticeable in the workplace today.
In fact, as a culture, we usually admire leaders who demand the best out of people and won't settle for anything but perfection. It's the end justifies the means approach that's tolerated, which really has no place, but it gets results, so we go with it. This is a misguided way of leading that believes using force is the only way to push people to excellence. Notice the word, push people to excellence. There's nothing in it about guiding people, it's all about pushing. In our last episode, we talked about power versus force. Buck was an example of what powerful leading looks like. Buck is gentle but firm, with his horses, students, and himself. And that's a key point, and himself. His style of leading inspires others to do the same. He no longer uses force to break horses, and the outcome is truly amazing to witness. This week, we feature the movie Whiplash to show the pattern of force and why it doesn't work anymore, especially why it won't work for someone who wants to lead from the heart, someone who desires to inspire others and empower them to succeed. In other words, you want to call them forth versus having to push them to an outcome.
So let's talk about the movie Whiplash. Andy Neiman is a drummer at one of the leading music schools in the country. He wants to be the best and works hard at his intention. He quickly earns a spot on the school's top jazz band when the infamous instructor Terrence Fletcher, played by J.K. Simmons, catches him rehearsing. Fletcher has a reputation for leading the top band of musicians. He's tough, demanding, and many times ruthless. Fletcher belittles his students, plays head games with them, and pits other members against each other to push them even harder. As he says to Andy, "I push people beyond what is expected of them. I believe that's an absolute necessity." Fletcher never lets up. Sometimes his yelling and screaming seems for effect and not actually thoughtful instruction. He just wants to keep pushing to see what happens, and he never lets up, as he instructs to Andy. There are no two words in the English language more harmful than "good job." As you watch the film, the jazz is definitely well played, tight and exciting to watch. How they get there is difficult, painful, and equally hard to watch. So let's talk about this pattern and some key points on how to begin shifting it from your style of management. First, stop the pattern at work and home. We speak about changing patterns through the alignment process. What we're addressing is the resonance our beliefs create and how they're passed down through generations, continuing to replicate like fractals. These patterns create the culture experienced in our homes and businesses. Whatever emotional patterns and leadership styles are present at the beginning of a company, they continue to trickle throughout the organization energetically, creating its culture. Even after the CEO and founder has left, typically these ways of managing continue until a change is made. How do these energetic patterns replicate? Well, we teach them to our team members, and they learn this is how to get things done. If you run a pattern of force in your leadership style, chances are you were taught this way of being from your parents, teachers, your coaches, and other business mentors. As you begin to lead others, typically you teach the next generation the culture of force, and it replicates over and over again for generations. To make a change, first you have to recognize it's an issue and then take steps to choose differently. This alignment movie will help you energetically change this pattern.
Changing the pattern is an inside job. So the next step is make the shift within. Once you make that shift within, you'll notice a difference not only on your team, but most likely your personal relationships as well. People that lose their temper use sarcasm to make a point, belittle others, or emotionally punish them at work. Usually do the same with their closest, beloved family members. Have a look around your workplace and just notice where this shows up.
The next key point from the movie Whiplash is that excellence does not have to come from pain. The no pain, no gain is an old paradigm belief, and it's up for change right now. And this is common in all arenas of life. You hear it from authors, musicians, athletes, and of course, business leaders. It's a belief that if you don't push someone to such extreme pressure, greatness will not be revealed. Now, we're not saying that work isn't a part of creating anything worthwhile. It just doesn't have to be so tumultuous. I know what you're thinking, but it is painful, so how can this be true? Work is painful because we made it that way. Business is tough because we made it that way. People need to be pushed with fear and pressure because we made it that way. These are old patterns that can change, and all of us can make it that way. This movie will help shift those deep, energetic belief patterns.
Repairing rapport is difficult. Rapport is defined as a close and harmonious relationship in which the people or groups concerned understand each other's feelings or ideas and communicate well. You have some level of rapport with every person in your life. It's just the degree that's different between each person. Of course, some connections are much deeper than others, but all connections are relationships. As a leader, you have a special and powerful rapport with your direct reports. As a hard-aligned leader, this rapport is not created overnight, and it does take time. Rapport can be a valuable heart connection that creates a space for exploration, growth, mistakes, and fosters an environment for astonishing results. Rapport with your direct reports, colleagues, partners, and especially loved ones is your sacred bond. When you lose it and download your rage and frustrations to others in your life, you sever the rapport. Sometimes it can be so final you never know it, and you never get it back. Often the other person just won't even tell you. They just disappear from your life. So let go of any need for that rage and frustration to be dumped on somebody else and nurture these connections. The Whiplash Alignment movie will help you energize the importance of respecting rapport as sacred.
Yeah, and you'll see in the movie how he builds rapport with the student pretty quickly and really gets him on his team, and you can see it in the actual trailer, how he talks to him about it, and then later he just unloads on him. So it's really a tough situation to watch.
Unfortunately, it creates a situation where the young man has been taken in by the leader's love. And what he ends up doing is he's constantly reaching for that love. So even when he's being beaten up, he's still hoping against hope that if he just works harder, he's going to get back to that love. But ultimately, it breaks his spirit.
That's a good point. Well, the next key thing that we want you to see in this movie is that people can withstand only so much intensity. I was working with a client one time that owned a company that was, all they did was turn failing businesses around so they could be sold to a new owner. He explained that his work was brutal and it was fast change and very difficult on the employees. And they knew this going in whenever they were going to turn a company around. So he went on to tell me that if a company can't be turned around in 6 months, he won't be able to pull it off. I asked him, why? Wow, 6 months seems really quick. Why 6 months? He said, because few people can withstand the stress for a longer period than that. After that period, you have to get new leaders, and then the turnaround has a longer period, which is not what he does for a living. That's not their business. They were about quick turnarounds.
I've actually experienced this. I worked for IBM for many years, and I went through 6 downsizings. Now, it's a similar sort of thing. That's what's happening when a company is doing a turnaround. And let me tell you, it took its toll. By the end of the 6th one, I was done. I was ready to say, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to go do something else. The stress was too much.
Yeah, I too have worked in environments like this. We all have, really, where fear, stress, and sometimes rage were used as motivating tools. I watched really great people crumble under the stress, lose sleep, become depressed, and eventually leave the company. It's toxic, heartbreaking, and it really doesn't have to be this way. Whiplash drives this point home and shows what happens in the extreme when we push people too hard. You know, going back to the movie Buck, he told us in the movie last week that, you know, you have a choice and you can still get results without the pain. Okay, let's pull over here and have a reality check for a second. Are we saying don't hold people accountable for poor performance or settle for mediocre effort? No. But remember in the movie Buck where he talks about being gentle but firm? You can be firm without severing rapport. You can be firm without demanding and intensely pushing people. When you come from power, firm is delivered loud and clear. No force is required. Of course, this style is easier on you, too. When you make the shift we're talking about to heart-aligned leadership, those on your team that are not in alignment with this new direction, they usually go away on their own. They become uncomfortable with this new way of heart-aligned leadership. It doesn't feel right, and they go somewhere else.
I'm sure you've all heard about them. They'll say we've become soft. And that's often the term. We've become soft.
Soft.
And so, you know, I need to go to an environment where they're hard and they push and they...
Yeah. And they get it. You also no longer attract employees like what Suanne's describing. Those that come from force and want that intensity all the time. And more powerful candidates will show up at your door. It is the magic of aligning with heart leadership. This movie will help you on that path and watch who comes into your life.
When you lead from fear, you create disempowered managers and team members who eventually become disengaged. Force creates a culture that can become stagnant, sluggish, and dispirited. Of course it's stressful and can be toxic. I want you to think about what a stream looks like when there's no fresh water flowing through it. And it even smells, right? Well, guess
yeah,
what? Companies do that too. When you lead from force and demand results, now people suspend their own creativity, their collaborative problem solving with others, and disconnect from their own inner guidance and knowing of what to do next. They then become scared sheep, waiting to be told what to do next, which can also mean they drop off cliffs because they follow the leader straight over it. So, or become disengaged and you don't even know it. These forceful patterns of leadership contribute to why only 1 out of 8 employees worldwide report feeling engaged at work, according to Gallup's much-talked-about State of the Global Workforce. According to this study, the bulk of employees worldwide, 63%, are not engaged, meaning they lack motivation and are less likely to invest discretionary effort in organizational goals or outcomes. And 24% are actively disengaged. That's a lot of people being not engaged. In the US, it's 54% that report not engaged and 18% actively disengaged. That's 72% in total.
There's much hand-wringing going on in the business world about these findings and many theories on what it means for the future of business leadership. Our take on the study is that disengagement is a result of old patterns of leadership that are up for change. In our book, It's Just Commerce, we talk about these patterns and how a new set point is emerging, one that is more balanced, people-centered, with heart-aligned leaders discovering win-win outcomes in business. Remember, we're all swimming in the same fishbowl of human emotional patterns. And when each one of us makes a change, it's easier for the new to be discovered. We encourage you to watch the movie Whiplash and help move these old energetic patterns of force. So now in all of our shows, we talk about how Sue Ann and I stepped in as proxies or surrogates and did the energetic work on ourselves so that others could benefit. And it's sort of like software that we did. We uploaded it for anyone that wanted to download it. Well, here are the top energetic benefits that we worked on and that you will benefit too when you go see the movie Whiplash. First, release any need to use force tactics that sever intimate connections with colleagues and direct reports. Next, release the beliefs that because you're the boss, you get to behave however you want. A letting go of the belief that people are inherently lazy and incompetent, and if you don't push them, they won't perform. This alignment movie session will help you release the bullying pattern within and how you deal with others. It'll also help you release the belief that your bullying tactics are justified because you're the boss. It'll help you let go of demanding perfection from yourself and others. There's really no such thing as perfection. A letting go of the belief that pushing people too hard is your winning formula as a leader. It'll also help you let go of your manipulative tactics that provoke turmoil on your team. A realizing that creating crisis and fear doesn't work in the long term and creates unmanageable chaos in the short term. A letting go of any lingering patterns of arrogance, cockiness, and impatience with others. A releasing of the belief that your anger and rage shows how much you really care. The ability to love others and no longer allow your behavior to sever the rapport and heart connections with others. And finally, a letting go of the belief that you have to withstand whiplash from your boss, colleagues, or anyone else. So now to get the benefits of this energetic work, if you haven't done this already, make sure you do our intention session first. And it's right here on our program page at fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. You can also find it on our other websites, our company website, peaceofmindovertures.com, our book websites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. And then go see the movie Whiplash. It's now in theaters, just came out really a couple weeks ago. We saw it at Angelica Film Center, the sponsor of our radio show. Allow yourself to integrate. Now this is a key point. Most of us think these changes can occur overnight. But integration takes time, so be gentle with yourself and don't revert back to these forcing a change within either. I mean, it's just a pattern.
If you wonder what we mean about integrate, just think about what it happens when a child is growing. They have a growth spurt and then they level out. And then they have another growth spurt and then they level out. That's what we're talking about. You're doing a growth spurt, and then you need to let it level out, and the system adjust to this new space. That's what integration's all about.
That's a really good point. So in the subsequent days or weeks, if you note yourself in an outburst or losing it with someone, just know that it's the pattern releasing, and all will be well.
But what I would add here is make sure you go and clean it up with the person that you had the outburst with. Because that's the only way you restore the rapport with that person.
So let's take a break. And when we return, Sue Ann will take us through a real-time alignment session to assist with this deep pattern of force. Don't go away. The holiday season is upon us, and it's time to reconnect with our families and celebrate. Are you someone that feels joy during the holiday season? Or are you like many people and dread the stress that sometimes occur during the holidays? If you're afraid of reliving past emotional carnage with your family, then you'll want to try our Carnage-Free Holiday Alignment Session. We created the Carnage-Free Alignment Session to specifically address the family shenanigans that sometimes occur during the holiday season. If you're worried about spending time with your family this season and want to experience a more balanced celebration, doing this alignment session will help you make a tangible shift. It's now available right here on fmgradio.com. For only $25, you'll bring some relief to past family crazies and become a beacon for peace this holiday season. All you have to do is go to fmgradio.com/peaceovertures and get your carnage-free alignment session today. Bring some peace and joy to your holiday this year and watch what happens. So welcome back. So, Anne, what do you have for us this week?
Well, we're going to talk about making room for growth. What I found in my life is that in each moment, we can choose to align with love or fear. Now, this choice many times isn't conscious. It's a subconscious choice that's made based on the beliefs that we have running. When we align with love, we allow ourselves to expand and to grow. And when we align with fear, we conserve and we build walls. As we release the need for force and fear, our interests and priorities change throughout our lives. New people and situations show up that are aligned with this new way of being. Some people in your life may fall away who don't resonate with your new perspective. Others will stay in your life and show you a whole new side you didn't see till now. It's a little disconcerting when that happens because you're like, hang on a minute, what happened here? But let me tell you, it works. I've seen it many times. Be okay with the change and welcome the inspiration, support, and understanding that comes with the change. I've been blessed to work as a manager of volunteers for a hospice for the past 4 years and was a volunteer for the organization for 10 years before that. It has taught me an incredible amount about the power of love. When you're working with volunteers, force has no place. It just doesn't work. The nature of being a volunteer is that you're willingly giving your time and energy to serve a person or an organization. So if you try to force a volunteer, they resign and find somewhere else where they are appreciated and loved. The only thing that works is loving acceptance of each person's personality and finding ways to inspire and nurture each volunteer. In a typical work environment, force is easy because you're an employee receiving financial compensation for what you do, which can be withheld or stopped. Making love and power your base takes a little more work, but the plus is that it produces sustainable positive results. It means your focus is to inspire, to support and encourage. Why not try this new approach? So let's align with some intentions that support this new way of being. Now you can say these with me. I allow peace and love to nurture me through this time of change. I have the strength and energy to try a new approach. I let go of any need for fear and force in my interactions with others. I no longer intimidate and force myself. I'm gentle and loving with myself. Novel idea, hey? I practice inspiring myself. I ask for support as I make this change. And I experience the full bounty and beauty of this wonderful growth. What we're going to do now is a modality, because we need to align with these intentions. And what do I mean by that? Well, the easiest way to think of this is when you want to listen to a particular radio station, you have to tune that your radio dial to that station so that you can actually hear it. Think of it, remember the frequency? Like in Dallas here, we've got a station 90.1 that I like to listen to. So the dial has to be on that 90.1 frequency or you're not going to hear it. Well, guess what? In this way, we're just like a radio system in that we have to be tuned to these intentions. And that's what we're about to do, is retune our systems so that these are the intentions that we hear and listen to and act upon. So the modality we're going to do is called nodding the head. Just start nodding your head. Now, I'm not asking you to nod up and down like one of those funny bobbing heads. I'm asking you to gently nod your head up and down, up and down, up and down. And so you can think of this like saying, yes, I am gentle and loving with myself. Yes, I practice inspiring myself. Yes, I ask for support as I make this change. So you're saying yes to something new in your life. What this nodding your head does, it actually strengthens your thymus gland. And that's what's associated with the immune system. The nodding the head also lets people know you've heard them. So as a leader, this is a fabulous thing to learn to do. And for those that have got teenage kids, I recommend you try it there too. Don't say a word. Just practice nodding your head when your teenagers are having their say. It's amazing the difference.
Works with wives too.
Yes, it does work with partners as well. Well, some of them anyway.
Well, that was really terrific, Sue Ann. Thank you for taking us through that. Well, last week we worked on reinforcing the pattern of power with the movie Buck. This week we worked on moving this pattern of force with Whiplash. And all of these are helping us on our journey of heart-aligned leadership. So next week, we have a terrific example of what heart leadership looks like and how successful it can be. So I hope you will tune in next week at 7 p.m. Central right here on fmgradio.com. And oh, by the way, the holidays are coming, and we hope all of you check out our Carnage-Free Holiday Alignment Session. It's available right here on our program page at fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. We look forward to reconnecting with you next week, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for collaborating with us today in creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind. Holiday season is upon us, and it's time to reconnect with our families and celebrate. Are you someone that feels joy during the holiday season? Or are you like many people and dread the stress that sometimes occur during the holidays? If you're afraid of reliving past emotional carnage with your family, then you'll want to try our Carnage-Free Holiday Alignment Session. We created the Carnage-Free Alignment Session to specifically address the family shenanigans that sometimes occur during the holiday season. If you're worried about spending time with your family this season and want to experience a more balanced celebration, doing this alignment session will help you make a tangible shift. It's now available right here on fmgradio.com. For only $25, you'll bring some relief to past family crazies and become a beacon for peace this holiday season. All you have to do is go to fmgradio.com/peaceovertures and get your carnage-free alignment session today. Bring some peace and joy to your holiday this year, and watch what happens.